This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got some interesting numbers from a survey conducted by the AP and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research showing that Americans are not so confident in the U.S. political system, with 4% of them saying they have a great deal of confidence in Congress. About, 46% have no or hardly any confidence in Congress. By comparison, the executive branch scores in at about,
15%?
Yeah, there it is, 15%. They wrote out the word 15, so it was harder to find there. Also, the Supreme Court has 24% confidence, and 56% of Americans say they have a great deal of confidence in the military, which doesn't make any sense, considering the military is just a group of men and women who follow the orders of Congress and the president.
Mostly so, the president. Congress
is supposed to declare war.
They are supposed
they're not very good at it.
They haven't done it since 1942.
Yeah.
They did make a use of force resolution for Iraq, and I'm sure that there is something for Afghanistan. They're obviously continuing funding. So, yeah, president 15%, Congress 4%, military 56%.
A few Americans have positive things to say about the 2016 presidential election. 7 in 10 Americans describe themselves as frustrated with the 2016 presidential election, while more than half, including majorities in both parties, saying they're angry. Only 23% say they're excited about the election, while 37% feel hopeful, and just 13% say they are proud. And how could anyone be proud of the crap choices that they're being given for president this year? Still, Americans can't seem to turn away. About two-thirds say they're interested in the presidential election.
I'm interested in it, too.
Yep, I am as well. It is quite the spectacle this year. And just 3 out of 10 say they're bored with it. At the same time, 55%, including majorities from both political parties, say they feel helpless about the election. Indeed, it must feel as though whoever it is that wins, you're going to lose. Because it's true. I mean, the state is going to win. They're the ones that are going to aggregate more power to themselves, regardless of which of these characters ends up getting elected. It doesn't matter. Now, of course, there are third parties that are in the race, and they may get more attention this year than they've ever received.
It seems likely.
That can't be a bad thing, but ultimately, it's very, very likely that a Republican or Democrat, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, is going to win. And then lose.
It's going to be pretty close. At this point, neither one of the candidates is a foregone conclusion. And if the third party candidates can, for instance, Gary Johnson was the former governor of New Mexico. So it's possible he can win New Mexico. And if he can win New Mexico and Trump gets a few of the swing states and Clinton gets a few of the swing states, then it may very well be thrown to Congress, where Trump has few friends. And Clinton has fewer, and they may very well choose to, pick the former Republican, two-time Republican governor of New Mexico, rather than putting, the madman or the criminal in.
That seems like a very dreamy idea. There.
Well, it's the makings of a pretty good book.
So about half of voters age 45 and over, but two-thirds of those under 30 say they feel helpless. So younger people are more aware of how bad things really are, which is interesting because you'd figure the people who are older would feel more helpless, given that they've seen election after election after election and corruption after corruption after corruption, but yet it's the younger voters who are feeling even more helpless.
Well, the younger people have less money. they're closer to hand to mouth here. They're, paying off a college debt with a bartender job,
yep.
And, they don't see things getting better. They see their parents and grandparents having been able to buy houses at their age, and they don't have those means. They're still living in mom's, basement. Now, whether they deserve it or not, those are going to be the complaints of people who, are saying that this generation's lazy. I certainly believe that immigrants tend to be harder workers than the natural-born people, but I think that's been true forever.
Let's go to Alan. He's in Alabama, listening online via our Facebook feed. Hey, Alan.
Hey, how are you?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
It's a monetary system, and I want to know how y'all perceive it and how it controls our lives.
Well, that's an excellent question. Mark, you want to take
Well,
a crack
I mean, we spend money every day, so money is an important part of our lives. Obviously, money is being controlled by, it's controlled because it's not backed by anything. So
it used to be a long time ago.
Yeah, it was, certainly before Roosevelt, FDR came and confiscated everybody's gold.
And it's been losing its value ever since.
And, yeah, when Nixon...
Especially when Nixon detangled it from the gold standard or whatever.
Yeah. That was the last vestige of it. Then you saw the huge spike that everybody blamed on Carter. But gas prices have a lot to do with our lives. So I'd say money's a huge issue.
The money system that we have as placed upon us by the federal government and its Federal Reserve, which is technically not a branch of the government. It's a private bank, but that's another story. But that monetary system is designed and does what it's designed to do, and it does it fairly well. It is designed to extract wealth from the people of the United States and put it into the pockets of the very, very wealthy people who are connected to government. And they do this through the hidden tax of inflation, which is where they print money out. And every time they print money or increase, numbers in a computer somewhere, that's the other alternative to printing it, they're inflating the money supply, which means that there are more dollars chasing around the same amount of goods, so the price of goods tends to go up. And when they print out this money and the government gives it to their buddies in industry, the people in industry benefit, the military-industrial complex or any other politically connected groups, they benefit from that first infusion of cash, and then ultimately we all end up getting punished for it down the line because the money that we have in savings or in our wallets becomes worth less and less. So that value of that currency transfers over to the politically connected. So it's a very insidious hidden tax, and of course they have no intention of stopping it until, eventually the financial system will crumble entirely. So there are some solutions that can be had out there, like alternative currencies, gold, silver, hard metals, and of course Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are great ways of getting your value out of the U.S. dollar and putting it in something that the government can't have much of an effect on. That's my thoughts. Alan?
Well, those are great thoughts. Yeah, those are great thoughts. I have to take it a step further and, kind of elaborate. I know it's a brief show, probably about an hour left. But anyway, I'm just going to hit my perspective on it.
All right, go for it.
Being a fabricated system of control. And if you go back to that creation of the Federal Reserve, 1913 or 14, and creating this fiat currency and creating currency, of course, it was backed partially, at least at that time, through the fractional reserve banking system. But if you go on up into the 70s when Nixon took off the gold standard altogether, that's when it really became that fabricated system of control. And then if you remember, Ford is the one that brought back the gold market to the public.
Ford?
His first accident.
Right. What he allowed people to do was
It
was to buy and sell gold.
I was thinking a guy that made the cars for him out there. When I think Ford, that's the
Gerald. No, it's Gerald. Yeah, okay, that was one of his first acts whenever he took his presidency. But then you have that creation of the whole petrodollar. And I think at the same time, if you think back in that mid-70s, I'm not sure how old you guys are, but I'm 55. And I remember, in my living memory, you saw the slow deindustrialization of America really start to quicken its pace right there in the mid-70s. And it's almost like a colonization of all these third world countries, getting them to start some sort of industrialization in which they need the petrol. And you have the petrol dollar linked to our currency, of course, which creates that artificial demand, which furthering this colonization and deindustrialization of America.
Well, also, the government's regulations have driven away industry from the United States as well. So it's made it, they've made it very, very hard to do business here, and it's a lot more attractive in a country that's going to be more hands-off when it comes to, you know, how you operate your plants and things like that. Alan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. And his estimates were a little off. We've got more than an hour and a half to go in this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. So plenty of time for you to join us here. Again, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username, if you want to join us there. Sound like you're almost in the studio with us. Skype username is lrn.fm.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
invited to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, the live Saturday edition with me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about everything from secession to the Chinese Communist Party to the monetary system here in the United States. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. What started all of these conversations is a study by the AP about Americans and their frustrations with the U.S. federal government. We'll continue with some more information from that. And also want to let you know about MyPillow. Mark, you've been using MyPillow, as have I. And says Daryl and Renee, it's just been a fantastic addition to our sleeping lives so far, because it's great at actually molding itself to kind of your head and neck to keep your neck level with the rest of your spine.
Right. People are rushing around trying to buy mattresses to, and I'm not saying a good mattress isn't going to give you a better night's sleep and, you know, help with back pain and headaches and these kind of things. But pillows are the place to start.
Sure, they're a lot cheaper.
They're a lot less costly. And a lot of people are sleeping with their head either hiked up too high or mm-hmm. sunk down too low. It's supposed to be flat and even. And if it's not, then you need a different pillow. My pillow, what it is it's they have different sizes depending on fill amounts and sizes. Depending on your size. And ladies and gentlemen, read the instructions. You get it, you pop it in the dryer, it's heated up a little bit, you take it, you lay down on it, you kind of shove your head into it, and it forms to where your head's supposed to be, and it holds you every night this way. And now, you may have a great pillow that holds your head properly, but I want you to think about this. When was the last time that thing was washed?
Mm.
My pillow, you can wash it too.
Pretty cool.
And that makes all the difference in the world. You just go to
MyPillow.com and use code FTL. You'll get two for the price of one. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you get my pillow and for whatever reason you're disappointed, you think that, you know, it's not the best pillow you've ever owned, you can send it back. Not a problem. There's no risk here for you. Code FTL at MyPillow.com. By the way, a 10-year warranty is on the product.
Also
as well.
A 60-day money-back guarantee.
That's what I said. Yep, 60-day money-back guarantee from MyPillow.com. And again, code FTL. So we're talking about Americans and their frustrations with the government in general, frustrations with the election. Just 10% say they have a great deal of confidence in the political system overall. The AP NORC poll finds that while 51% have only some confidence and 38% of them say they have hardly any. About one quarter say they have any confidence that their votes will be counted accurately, while close to 4 out of 10 say they only have some confidence. So people are just all sides. They feel like there's no hope. They feel like they can't even get their vote counted, let alone you pointed out the math earlier that if your vote is counted, it still doesn't really count when all is said and done, because you're not going to swing an election. You're not going to make a difference in whatever national election we're talking about here.
Right. And all I would, you know, if I need to back that statement up, you just go ahead and look at any election on a statewide level for the last 50 years and show me the one that was decided by one vote. And if you can find one, then that would be the one where your one vote would have made a difference.
Yeah, and then you would have voted for one scumbag instead of another, and it wouldn't have made a difference in the long run. I mean, whether or not Trump or Hillary gets elected, the government's going to get bigger, it's going to get more intrusive, it's going to become more expensive, it's going to destroy more innocent life all around the globe. Them's the facts. So even if your one vote did make a difference, you can pat yourself all on the back, but you're still going to have to pay these people next year when they threaten you over income taxes. If you don't, they'll put you in a cage.
Property taxes and all those other taxes.
Yeah. So let's go to John. He's in Greenwood, Indiana, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Welcome, sir.
So I wanted to disagree with one thing you guys said about...
A quibble. Excellent. Go ahead. Quibble away.
So you guys talked about Indiana secession probably not being like the best state for that.
Yeah.
And I think I disagree with that for one reason.
Okay, good. This is the kind of quibble I want. Tell me why Indiana would be a good choice for secession.
Okay. If you look at us in the Midwest, we're kind of like the fiscal responsibility responsible ones in the area. And I feel like if you just yank us out of that and say, you know, we're tired of paying the bills for everyone else. We don't want to pay for the subsidies going to Iowa. You know, we see what's going on in Detroit. We don't want that. If you take us out, I think that causes a giant monetary sinkhole in the Midwest. And when that happens and you start messing with the Fed's pocketbook and other, I mean, we're close to the Mason-Dixon line, you know, we're right there. I think it'll start a trend going down south, and it would be pretty much states that have the surplus and have been responsible with their money, saying we're finally going to pursue the responsible action, saying we're not going to pay for our kids anymore. That's how I look at Michigan and Illinois and all these states around us. It's kind of like
your redheaded stepchildren.
Yeah, I feel like Indiana practices paternalism in the Midwest with these other states by giving all of our money to the Fed for it to go. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to give this 20 to your mom, which is the Fed, and then the Fed's going to come and give this 20 back to you. Now go see a movie.
No, they won't give a 20 back. They'll take 10 off the top and then give you 10 back.
Right.
Yeah, well, and tell you they're helping you.
Indiana, on Freedom in the 50 States, Indiana has came in number 16 overall.
Okay.
Number 1 in regulatory, number 7 in personal freedom.
This is the Mercatus Center?
This is the Mercatus Center study, yeah. And number 38 in fiscal freedom. So, you know, you are better than every other state that touches your border, I'll give you that. And I'm certainly not going to argue with you if you're like, yeah, Indiana can make it.
I don't think you should down anyone who wants to secede, Mark. I think that everybody should be encouraged to secede no matter where it is that the state happens to be located. I think it's a fine idea.
I like a deep water port or a international
port. There are some
port.
Places that are, you know, a little more strategic for sure.
Indiana arguably has an international border. It has a little coastline on Lake Michigan, which is, of course, all in the United States, but you could sail a boat from Canada. To Indiana. So I didn't
That's
think
a good
of
point,
that
Mark.
Model. Well, you have to sail it into American waters.
What is it, a smaller coastline than New Hampshire has?
I think New Hampshire has the smallest coastline of
okay,
any state.
I got it.
So
I think there's
one point you guys aren't really thinking of. We have the infrastructure, the roadways, the railways. They all come through us pretty much. And if we really wanted to knuckle up and get down on it, you know, these other states coming through, and then we just tax them is really what it is. If we're wanting to get kind of like personal, we're going to take your money, and that would be the way we would go. And,
okay.
You know, I read a review.
So you've got a linchpin. You've got a point of that you can sort of, you know, work.
Something that they would want to assassinate you over. Yeah, they've got that.
Right.
Well, Mark,
I
don't spread fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Sorry, John.
But
go ahead.
Here. So, you know, I think our roadways. Being I am a truck driver. I used to be over the road, and I
Thanks
know
for
I
your...
was going from east to west. I was always going through Indiana.
Great points tonight, John. Thanks for the call, and keep spreading the good word about secession there in Indiana. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got to talk this thing into reality. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Americans believe that their vote doesn't count, but they're also frustrated by their choices in the election. They're sick and tired of the political parties, and they don't have any real confidence in Congress, the presidency, or even the Supreme Court. You can join us here with your thoughts. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And I'm excited to announce that today is the fourth anniversary of a little movie that I had the great pleasure of being the executive producer for. It's Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. It was 4 years ago today that we released it globally to the whole world via YouTube. You look confused, Mark.
I just heard a clicking noise.
Okay, it's probably our ISDN line. So anyway, the Victimless Crime Spree was released to the world via YouTube for free. Anybody can go watch it in glorious HD resolution. It's a fantastic movie. I highly recommend it. It's a great kind of it really captures the zeitgeist, the spirit of the times of the years 2011, 2012, that range here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we've had activists of a liberty mindset, people who are libertarians and voluntarists, have been coming here to New Hampshire, and some of the more civilly disobedient ones came to Keene, and we had just some really epic years of activism, civil disobedience activism that had gone on here, and Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free captures about a year's worth of that activism. It's a feature-length documentary film, and as I said, it's free to watch online. Today's its fourth anniversary of being on YouTube. It's got over 174,000 views, so thank you to everybody who has ever watched the movie. If you've shared the movie, please, thank you for doing that, and please share it again. Now's a great time to share it again. In fact, we've actually got instructions on victimlesscrimespree.com where you can go and watch the movie for free. There's actually instructions on how to hold a screening for Victimless Crime Spree. So we encourage sharing this movie. We encourage copying the movie. There is a DVD that you can order, but you can also just watch it for free online anytime at victimlesscrimespree.com. So thanks so much to everybody who's watched and shared. And if you've never seen it, then check it out when you get a chance. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. Back to the story here. You can join us toll-free at 855-450. Free Americans are frustrated, as they have been for a while, with the political process. 7 out of 10 Americans describe themselves as frustrated with the 2016 election. Just 10% of Americans say they have a great deal of confidence in the political system overall. And about 1/4 say they have hardly any confidence their votes will be counted accurately. 13% of the Americans that were surveyed by the AP here say they think the two-party political system in the U.S. works fairly well. So that's just over 1 out of 10 who believe the two-party system works fairly well.
Yeah, so 9 out of 10 people want a third party. How many of them are willing to vote for one?
That's an excellent question. I don't think they asked that question.
This is really the stinker when it comes to the American voter. They're like, oh, I'd love to have a third choice, but I'm never going to vote for one.
Well, I don't want to waste my vote.
We'll get the terrible, awful person on the other side if I don't vote for this time. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand math. Just go ahead and look.
Right.
Your one vote has never made a difference in the history of presidential elections. Go ahead and vote your conscience, because your vote does not is mathematically insignificant.
I like the meme that I saw on social media recently. It's got a picture of Hillary, it's got a picture of Trump, and then it's got a picture of Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate for this year. And it says something about, like, you know, I don't want to waste my vote. And then Johnson says, well, I don't want to waste my vote, but a vote for Johnson is like taking a vote from Hillary or taking a vote from Trump. And he's like, well, isn't that the point? You're supposed to vote for what you believe in rather than who you think is going to win?
Well, if Hillary or Trump owned my votes, then it might be like taking a vote from them. Mm-hmm. But they don't. The Republican and Democratic parties do not own my vote.
38% say the system is seriously broken, while only 13% think that it works fairly well. Additional 49% say the system has real problems, but with some improvements, it can still work. Now, here's the thing. Of those 49% who believe that there could be some improvements, they all have different ideas
on what the improvements are.
Right.
See, so, I'm of the opinion that a law should be 75% of both the House and the Senate should agree on something in order for it to be law. I actually think it should be 100%, because if something's important enough to put somebody in prison for, then you should get all the politicians to agree on it. But okay, I'm willing to go 75%. And I think it should only take 50% to repeal. I also believe further that the Supreme Court needs to agree 100% on something, whether to rule that it is either constitutional or unconstitutional. I think that that's sort of really important. Or I guess they should all agree that something is constitutional.
Those are all fine ideas, and they probably arguably would make things a little bit better. But ultimately, no one's going to listen to you, Mark, even though you're on a talk show.
No,
politicians,
well, they listen.
They don't. No, I doubt these politicians.
They don't change their mind. Oh, politicians don't listen.
Yeah, they're not listening to you. And they wouldn't care anyway, because you don't have millions of dollars to give to them. And if you did, you'd still just be spinning your wheels for the most part, because it's impossible to make any meaningful change to this political system at the national level. Neither political party, by the way, inspires much confidence. According to the poll, just 8% say they have a great deal of confidence in the Republican Party, and 15% say the same thing about the Democratic Party.
What's the spread, 18 and 15%?
No, 8% have a great deal of confidence in the Republican Party, and 15% say that about the Democratic Party. But that's of all the respondents. When you break it down by the party members,
sure.
29% of Democrats have confidence in a great deal of confidence in their own party, and 16% of Republicans have a great deal of confidence in their own party. So even within the political parties, there's massive, dissent or anger and frustration.
I wonder, these numbers are a little old. All poll numbers are a little old. I want to know how people feel after this DNC, this particular breakup. The Republicans had their big problem with the Tea Party a few terms ago, and we saw the shakeup that happened in the party, and I think that Donald Trump is a result of that to some extent. Not that he's a Tea Partier by any stretch of the imagination, but he's a result. The DNC has theirs coming right now. That lady lied, cheated, and stole, along with collusion from the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
And the emails are there for anybody to take a look at. And there's a lot of burners out there that are really upset.
Let's go to Todd. He's in Syracuse. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Go ahead, Todd. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, Mark?
Todd going once? Todd in Syracuse going twice. We'll tell you what, we'll put Todd back on hold. Maybe there's a telephone difficulty in the works there, perhaps a bad cell. So we'll continue here. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, just to sum this thing up, and I'm sure the AAP NORC survey is done relatively often. This one in particular was a few weeks ago, several weeks ago. So, yeah, it would be interesting to see a more recent version. But this is still pretty fresh.
It's fresh.
The numbers are still pretty fresh.
Well, Americans, there's not 50% of Americans that agree that any one of their political organizations is good. Not their parties, not their Supreme Court. I think it's hilarious, by the way, that Democrats, 30% of Democrats thought the Democratic Party was good, but fewer of them thought the Supreme Court was. They have more confidence in the Democratic Party. I'm a elected Republican, and I don't have that kind of confidence in the Republican Party. This is a party.
All right, so apparently the issue was our end. Todd was there, but we actually had our ISDN disconnect. So, Todd, are you with us now?
Yes, I'm with you, Ian.
Sorry about that. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just thinking about something that I heard quite a while ago, and it has to do with your topic as well. I had heard that there were actually some states that are talking about, like, fragmenting into different states. And in fact, your show is one of the places that I had heard about that. And I live in upstate New York, and I know there's a similar discussion about breaking away from the downstate area past Westchester.
There are, I know in California, there's the state of Jefferson, which is a fairly active sort of state secessionist movement. They want to secede from the state of California, but still remain a part of the United States, basically be a 51st state, is my understanding. If you want to stand by, we can talk about some more of the secession movements here in the U.S. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Cash has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now, you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username, lrn.fm. If you call on Skype, you'll generally sound pretty darn good compared to the phones. We've been discussing everything from Americans' frustrations with the federal government at basically all levels. Democrats and Republicans are even sick and tired of their own political parties in fairly large numbers. Let's go to or back to Todd in Syracuse. Todd, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, you were talking about some of the internal secession movements, for lack of a better term, sort of states, people in states that want to secede from the state, but not necessarily from the United States. Now, I advocate true secession from the U.S., but I still think, I still support any level of secession. If you can secede a portion of one state from that state, that makes more choices for people in the market of places in which they can live, and I support that. I think having more choices is a better thing. You were talking about upstate New York, Todd. A lot of people up there are pretty frustrated with the existence of New York City because it is such a weight, a political weight, against the rest of the state, which tends to be a little bit different politically.
That's true in Illinois, I'm sure, and
California, for sure. We talked about
California wants to, you know, somebody's proposed splitting California up into six states, and, you know, each of those would have their own, you know, metro to deal with.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it's definitely, at least in California, it's definitely big enough to do that. But my primary concern is that, you know, how does somebody set this stuff in motion, like, because, I mean, there's such a difference in the political, you know, atmosphere from, like, say, in upstate New York as to maybe, like, New York City or even just downstate in general, the Long Island area and so on. I mean, it's such a vast difference.
I gotta say that the path is not clear at all as far as seceding one portion of a state into, you know, making another state. It's not clear at all. And it may actually be easier to tell Washington, D.C. to take a long walk off a short pier.
Because you'd need Congress to approve a 51st state.
Right? Yeah, you would absolutely would. And it's never happened that I can think of.
West Virginia?
Well, yeah, that happened in the midst of the Civil War, you know, Congress did it for the purpose of saying, hey, see, look, Virginia didn't actually secede because some of it didn't want to. I wouldn't say that there's any particular path.
You're going to have to start. Well, the path is going to start. It's going to have to be through the legislature. I mean, you're going to have secession-friendly legislators, whether we're talking about seceding from New York or seceding from the United States. You're going to have that. And I wouldn't blame somebody for wanting to secede from New York first and then work on secession from the U.S. A little bit later. But either way, you're going to have to recruit people in the one of the worst states in the Union, the Empire State. To you know, support something like independence, it would seem to be a fairly hard task. Is there any kind of, I guess, you know, movement up there, or is it just sort of silent rumblings amongst people? Is there an actual, you know, website or group that is working on this?
No, not that I'm aware of. There's a lot of local like talk shows that share a more conservative view that are local in each area. That all seem to be saying the same thing. It's like, well, we need to get away from this kind of politics, and we need to, you know, make sure that the, you know, upstate interests are basically looked after, and they're not currently being looked after at all right now. It's kind of.
I mean, this has been something they've been griping about for decades, right?
This is nothing new. Absolutely.
It's going to have to gel into something. You know, the frustrations that people have, like in Northern California, the Free State of Jefferson is the kind of the pitch there, and they're actually pretty active. They're meeting regularly to talk about strategy and what to do. And we actually had one of the Jefferson guys call into the show a few times, kind of give us updates on how things are going there. Of course, there are other secessionist movements like Texas, Hawaii has a small one, Vermont.
There were some counties in Colorado that wanted
North
to
Colorado,
leave.
North Colorado,
yeah. There was a town in Vermont that wanted to move to New Hampshire.
That's right. Killington, Vermont wanted to secede into New Hampshire.
It wasn't on the border either, which is fun.
Which would have been awesome. I would love to see that actually happen. But, you know, if you're a liberty-minded person, and you mentioned conservatives, so you may not be, but, you know, we all start somewhere. If you truly believe in freedom and you believe that people should be free to live their lives how they want, as long as they don't harm others, I would recommend moving a few miles to the east and coming to New Hampshire, where you're going to have more freedom just by making that move, just by making the trek to New Hampshire. Instantly, you'll have more freedom.
Yeah, and it makes more sense from a secession standpoint for you to pick up and move to a state where people are more like you than it does to spend the rest of your life trying to get your county to leave the state of New York. You know, it's unlikely the Empire State is going to give up its tyranny over your county.
New Hampshire is generally ranked. You mentioned the Mercatus Center study, Mark, of freedom rankings in the United States. New Hampshire's been in the top five for the last few years. It's been number one, I believe, in a couple.
There's only been four rankings, and it was number one two out of those four times.
And New York is either 50th or 49th. I think it's 50th. It's either California's 49, New York is 50th.
I was going to say, I wouldn't be surprised if it was dead last.
It's 50th.
So just by moving, you know, two or a few hours to the east, you'll have an increase of freedom right there. And then you also would be moving into a place where we actually have active secessionist organizations. There's the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is sort of like a think tank. They do, I don't know if lobbying is the right word, but they're trying to move the ball forward with the idea of secession, sort of portraying that to the public as well as they possibly can. There's the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which is a pro-independence political party where secession is its number zero on its political platform. There's also the brand new NH Exit movement as well, which has just sprung up within the last several weeks, and there have been a number of NH Exit protests that have been happening around the state. So we've got a little bit of buzz here in New Hampshire about it, and I think it's a good starting point. Todd, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. And for those that want to learn more about New Hampshire, and you know why it's such a great place for libertarians and voluntarists and people who love the ideas of liberty, I highly recommend checking out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a documentary film. I told you about Victimless Crime Spree earlier. That's my first film that I executive produced. I was a co-producer on 101 Reasons, and I'm very proud to have been. It's the same editor as Victimless Crime Spree, Bo Davis. He did the same, he was an editor on this. And it's a fantastic hour-long documentary that goes literally through 101 reasons in a one-hour time frame as to why New Hampshire is the best destination for people who love freedom. So you can watch it for free. Just go to 101reasonsfilm.com. If you're a libertarian or a voluntarist or an anarchist who loves freedom, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. So we go to Jerry. He's in Indiana listening to WIBC. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, great, great. You touched on the idea of voting, you know, not counting, and I get that because I've known that for some time, since they're too lazy to vote, to count popular votes, so they use the electoral system. But the point is that a lot of people try to get you to believe that, in the case of this election, that if you vote for Bernie, you're actually voting for, well, if you're a Clinton supporter, you're giving a vote to Trump, and if you're a Trump supporter, you give a vote to Clinton. And I got into a discussion with some friends who I'll call Jimmy and Debbie, and did that.
I'm sorry, it was a little hard to hear what you said there. You got into a discussion with some friends. I don't know if you're on a headset or something like that, but your voice is kind of dipping out a little bit there.
Okay, I try speaking a little louder. I had three friends, Jimmy, Debbie, and Danny.
Okay.
And I drew an analogy. Let's say I had a piece of candy that I wanted to give away, and I decided to give it to Danny. Does that mean because I didn't give it to Debbie that I gave it to Jimmy? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the whole wasted vote syndrome is ridiculous.
Yeah, they did not get that. They didn't understand that. So you were breakfast believing that if you vote for Bush, you're giving a vote to Trump, or vice versa, or to Clinton.
Yeah, so certain people are predisposed to rational thought. Rational thought is constructive in nature. It means you go to the start and you begin to look at how systems work and how you can construct something better. So now, rational thought is not something you're born with, but I think that you might be born with a predisposition. But you're taught rational thought. And I don't think that kids are taught rational thought in government school at all. Because this is sort of a problem with our system. Nonetheless, rational thought tends to go to the beginning and restarting systems, and that's what we're talking about here. Hey, look, every election's a new election, and your vote is a new vote each time. Well, a lot of people say, this has always happened in the past. The last elections have nothing to do with your election this election.
Hour 3 is coming up. Join us. Thanks, Jerry. It's Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com. Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.